Welcome to the Autonomous Vehicle Daily Tech Podcast. My name is Hassan Akram. I am the host of the Autonomous Vehicle Safety and Security Podcast. This is my second podcast, and in this podcast, we will be broadcasting focused discussion on technical subject matter. Enjoy the podcast, and thank you so much for listening. Do you see there are challenges for localization? Because traffic in the United States and traffic in Europe are fundamentally different. Especially if you take Germany, cars move much slower in the United States compared to German roads, the traffic and everything, and also the mindset of people there is a big difference when I'm driving in New York or in San Francisco versus I'm driving in Munich. What's your thoughts on that? Are you also thinking of localization of the algorithm, or will your algorithm work universally? Tell us a little bit about that.
If you take a citizen from New York, Munich, Rome, and Tokyo, all of them have one thing in common. If you ask them whether they ever wait at 2 o'clock in the morning in a traffic light and were frustrated, all of them will probably say yes. So the system fundamentally work almost the same all over. Like the methodology, the technique is very similar. There are some changes in the behavior, that's completely true. But from the infrastructure side, it doesn't really matter, because today the infrastructure is totally ignoring this kind of behavior. And what we are doing is exactly bridging this gap of adapting or connecting between the infrastructure to whoever used the roads. And the behavior might be different in Germany, in the US, in Japan, whatever. Point is that the system can adapt. There's a lot of benefits that derive from this, but at the end of the day, I mean, the domain, and that's what strikes me the most. I was traveling back then when it was something common, all around the world, and I saw exactly the same phenomena, the same frustrations, and more or less the same systems. So it's something that's common to all of us.